Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. We in the house. Hopefully everyone is having an amazing, amazing day. Happy Friday to all our listeners out there today. I'm telling you, it hadn't been an easy ride, but I kept on holding on to the word of God, and I'm telling you, it will give you strength in the time of your storm. Hopefully everyone having a great day out there today. It's Friday. Trying to get my groove on. And get my groove on is simply just living and enjoying today. But today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. So with that being said, y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I hope you got on your seatbelt because we're going to take a ride. In just a little bit, that is how I say just a little bit. I'm excited to be back on the radio, man. It's been crazy. We have been out in Houston, Texas, doing a brand new movie trilogy in the Pastor Study, y'all. I'm telling you, you want to stick a pen in it. In the Pastor Study, boy, I'm telling you, it took me for a ride. And I was just amazed to see the talents of Ms. Kirby Capone Productions out in Houston, Texas. I'm telling y'all, man, Hollywood, you know, we got Hollywood coming at you. And Hollywood is simply just living righteously and living the way that God wants you to live and not, you know, lying and stealing and, you know, betraying people, you know what I mean? That being said, y'all, I'm still getting the show stuff lined up. We got the Greg Shell TV show getting ready to be produced in Union Springs, Alabama. Union Springs, Alabama, you know, I told y'all years ago in Montgomery and the surrounding areas that we were going to be coming back and doing something positive once the Lord did what he did. So now we're excited to be able to get ready to come to Union Springs, Alabama. To bring, we're going to be filming new TV shows, movies, sitcoms, documentaries, all that stuff right there in Union Springs, Alabama. I'm really trying to get a hold to the high school gymnasium because we want to do our first big situation there so that we'll have adequate space, you know, if it rained or something like that. So, got an amazing show lined up. Looks like the phone line's lighting up. Hold on. Phone line's lighting up. Wait a minute. We got the 757. Go ahead and light us up. Hello?
Mike, check. Can you hear me, Greg? Mike, check. Can you hear me? Yes, sir. I can definitely hear you. I'm not okay. I'm 1650. Pastor Don Jr. CEO. What's the business?
Who is this?
Pastor Don Jr. CEO.
What's happening, Don Jr. CEO? What's going on, man?
What's the business, brother? I just got your message from my research department. They said they was popping. I had to come through and slide in, so I am here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second. We got another call on the line. Hold on. Well, welcome in to the Greg Shell Show, Don Jr., CEO. Who else I got on the line? I got the 757 on the line. What's that in the 757? That sounds like my CFO.
Bless. What's going on, sir?
What's that in CFO? God bless you, man. What's going on?
HighwayBigSavings.org. HighwayBigSavings.org. How you doing, Mr. L?
Man, I'm truly blessed and highly favored and flavored in Jesus Christ's great name. Well, look at here. I'm excited because, you know, look like we got Don Jr., CEO, on the line, CFO.
Amen. God is good. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the family. Good to hear everybody.
Well, y'all know it's Fabulous Friday right here on the Greg Shell Show. We got a lot to talk about, and we got a lot to discuss as we get prepared for the launching of the Greg Shell Radio Show. We're going to go full-fledged next week, CFO. What you think about that?
Yeah, I would have no other way, sir. Hey, if it makes sense, if it makes money, hey, I'm all for it, sir. All about blessing. More coming, more going. If I can't help somebody, I ain't doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So keep it going, sir. Keep it going.
Well, look at here. Since you're on the line, you know, I love to have a good fish on the line because you can put a net in the water and you can come up with all kind of fish. But when you got a specific kind of fish on the line, like, you know, a good fish, like a red snapper in a, and what they call it, a grouper in a, or whatever all them other exotic good fish that taste good, the freshwater bass and the freshwater brim and the crappie and all that stuff like that. That's when you got good fish on the line. So watch this. Go ahead and tell them about Grace Save Our Church, because it's getting ready to launch ECWC TV, and we are available in over 250 million households, and you can go ahead and become a subscriber today by simply going to eastcoastwestcoast.live and become a subscriber, because you can't eat off the table if you're not a member. And with that being said, Mr. CFO, go ahead and tell them about how they can become a member of the Greg Shell Show platform, as well as the ECWC TV platform, as well as become an amazing advertiser or sponsor with In the Past to Study, the hottest new movie trilogy that's going to take the world by storm. Go ahead. You got the airways.
Hey, thanks, sir. Bless out there in the radio world, online, wherever case it may be. I am here. I'm Brother Grace out of Williamsburg, Virginia. Grace Save That Church. That's right. Grace Save That Church has partnered with one of the largest businesses on the planet. It's called Griffin Capital Funding. Griffin Capital Funding has funded over 1 billion. That's what it be. 1 billion ministries on funds. And we are here to help ministries to renovate their bathrooms, renovate roofers, build new sanctuaries, build new family life centers, whatever case may be. And we have a membership program for everybody. We got a $20 gold membership. We got a platinum membership. We got a titanium membership, which is the most popular one. But this is the most important thing. We throw away money all day long, but why not give back to what's giving you back, the community? Many people don't realize how much money the community receives from churches. During the pandemic, they was feeding the homeless. During any type of major tragedy, floodings, hurricanes, tornadoes, there's always a ministry attached to it. But we need to learn how to sow back, okay? Many people don't realize that the ministry sow back 10%. But they don't just ask you for 10%. They would never ask you to do something that they're not willing to do. So that's where Great Save That Church came into play at. Every single day, ministries are closing all over the world. We are now trying to help and are helping ministries to stay together. I don't care if you have an online ministry. I don't care if you have a brick-and-mortar ministry. I don't care if you have a street ministry. I don't care if you have a ministry in a box. I'm here to tell you Great Save That Church is for everyone. All you have to do is reach out to me at 757-676-2886. That's 757-676-2886. And then we can get together and I can give you the full details. But this is the most important thing about Grace Save That Church. It's a reality TV show. It's boots on the ground. It's showing ministries how to take advantage of what's available to them. It's about teaching the church what they didn't know. You just don't know what you don't know. And I'm just glad that I ran into you, Mr. Shell. I'm absolutely wonderful that you all are sponsoring us. So if you just simply go to Brother Grace at GraceSaveThatChurch.com. Once again, that's Brother Grace at gracesavedourchurch.com. You can then send me some information. Let me know that your ministry wants to participate. I think one of the most difficult things and the most heartbreaking things is I travel all around the world to different ministries. I even go overseas. But this is something that really breaks my heart. I see where ministries are struggling to renovate their buildings. I mean, they got a new pulpit, they got new technology, they got new chairs, they got new buildings, but no one has renovated the bathrooms since the church been built. They've renovated everything, and they have not made it into the bathroom. That's heartbreaking to me, especially when you got to go, you got to go. And here you are, you're in a building holding 150, 1,000 people in one building, and you got four toilets. I don't mean seeing like I'm in a little out of the realm, but we have to do something. That's Brother Grace, 757-676-2886. You can send me an email, brothergrace@gracesavedourchurch.com. When we do ministry and we partner together, we start renovating together. We start videotaping together. We start bringing highlight, and we start sharing your ministry globally so everyone can participate. The gas station down the street, the corner store, the car dealership, the Walmarts, the Home Depot, the Lowe's, all of these entities come together. So if you're really considering renovating something, if you're really considering of a project for the summer, if you don't have enough money for your scholarships and your fraternity, Brother Grace, Save That Church is just for you. That's Brother Grace at 757-676-2886. And we also have partnered with HighwayBigSavings.org. Come on, give it a try. Let's partner together. Back at you, Mr. Shell.
Hey, y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. That's my CFNO. And I'm telling you, man, really proud of you, man. You stuck in the gap with it. I got my big brother on the line. And we're going to get back with you, Don, in just a short. But I got my big brother on the line who started with me with my first episode of the Greg Kerr Show way back then. Here he is. He's on the line. This is brother. Carl. What's up, Carl?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? This is brother Charles Moore. This is my big brother. This is who really gave me my start in TV on the film side of it. So I just want to let the world know this is Mr. Charles Morris, and I'm going to let him introduce himself in his own way. Welcome to the show, man. I'm glad you took time out your schedule to hang out with your little brother.
Yeah, Greg, you know at this time the gentleman who was a mentor to the both of us. You know, we just had his funeral this past Saturday, and that is Stan Rome, and somebody that we know and that we love very dearly. But I just had to start off by saying that we have to recognize Stan because he was the one that introduced me to you a few years ago and was a gentle soul, a very good servant, and he actually was the one that introduced me to the church that I've been to for the past, I think, between 17 and 18 years ago.
Man, that was a great manager, great. You know, when we talk about it, my eyes get teared up because it's just so surreal, you know what I mean? And so I couldn't handle the situation for whatever reason, but
I was there at the funeral, and I was looking for you, and I was like, well, I'm not sure, but I was definitely looking for you at the funeral. But some people can handle funerals, and some can't, and so it's not uncommon, and we in our own way recognize and honor people that are special to us, and so. It's an individual thing. There's no wrong in anything in the sense that, but what's in your heart, and only you and God knows what that is in each individual. And so I know quite a few people who really struggle with, you know, attending funerals. So that's nothing that's not out of the common at all.
Well, what I'm going to do is not want to, We're going to do a big old honorarium in his honor. And me and you get together and come up with a timeline for that. And first of all, you know, I'm glad you opened up the show talking about a manager, a friend, a colleague, like a daddy to me. And when I called him when I was out in Houston, I was just excited to tell him about Impact Study. And when I got the message, man, boy, that floored me. It floored me. It was like, you know, I was just excited because I just went over his spot for me and my wife's anniversary.
Right.
We spent a couple of hours with him. So it's just, and then I just lost my neighbor. We're getting ready to put her to rest on tomorrow. So it's just been a series after series of things. So what you been up to, man? Let's talk about the business.
I mean, I don't want to go any further because I have to ask you about, you know, how your wife doing. How is she?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, she is doing well. She's somewhere around here moving around. And hey, babe. Mister, we got Charles on the line. We live on the radio. They wanted to know how you doing, Charles. Y'all want to know how you doing.
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing?
Well, the reason why I asked about you is because, you know, when I videotape, you know, we haven't really gotten into, you know, me videotaping Greg, but since I started videotaping you and Greg, he is so much better. So I just wanted to say that because it's true, because you bring a little bit more flavor to him, and so it's a little bit more engaging, a little bit more entertaining. Not only that, he gets to shine a little bit more because of what you help him bring to the table. So I'm saying it out loud so he can recognize it. So that was what I was asking. I was like, I was like, where is the wife? You know, so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, I kind of caught you off guard on that one, I know.
Y'all, you see that, Brother Grace, how they put the boy all out there like that? But that's a good thing when you got a wife. The Bible says,
No. Honestly, but honestly, Greg, now, I'm being honest now. To be honest,
okay,
you know, because no. Listen to me. Out of all the times that I have videotaped you, and then when you brought her on, and you know, for the very first time, I was like, oh, because there's a good chemistry between the two of you in the sense of how you do what you do. Because I've been doing this for a long time, and there are a lot of people who come across on camera differently, but she comes across on camera very well. Not only that, but she seems to know what she's talking about, so you know that's very important.
I love it. I love it, man.
So,
you know what?
I gotta give her props. And then the thing of it is that I'm saying this so you recognize what I'm saying. So you need to.
No.
I'm saying you need to make sure. You need to make sure you keep her in that place over there next to you when you're doing your shows, okay?
That's what it's gonna be, because you film the shows, and I listen to great counsel. They say counsel. I like great counsel. And tell the world a little bit about your background, if you would, Charles. I know your time is limited, but go ahead and tell them a little bit about your background and how long me and you've been together and how we clicked up.
Well, I'm actually, Greg, I just celebrated, you're not saying anything, but I just celebrated a birthday last Friday. And then when you look up at the calendar, you don't, no. So I'm just saying, you don't realize like how fast the years go by. And I really don't remember how long, or how many years it's been, but it's been some years. But for myself, I've been in radio and television since 1982. And so that has been my world, television and radio, for a long period of time. And one of the things that I do is that I help churches set up their audio and video ministry in addition to being a mentor through my nonprofit, which is called Youth Central Connections. So the majority of the stuff that I do is mentoring kids over the period of years. I don't have kids, but I have been doing it for so long because I don't think that there's anything else to do in life but to, you know, mentor kids, because I think that's why God woke us up this morning, is for us to be there for each other. And so I started my nonprofit back in 2001. I do a youth summit every year that I've been doing for over 20 years. I work with churches through the children ministry. So that's what I do. Mainly is I teach kids TV and radio production to my nonprofit. I deal a lot with inner city kids and so on and so forth. But that's mainly what I do.
Well, just to add to the project, guy.
Actually, Greg. I don't know if you you know remember this, but some years ago, you know, you were part of one of my events that I did, and I don't know if you remember this, but I was with a thing that I do called. Well, it was called the Gospel Teen Idol.
Yes.
And so what we do, you're right, the Gospel Teen Idol. And so what we do is that we bring kids together and we have them do their thing, and then we give them trophies and awards and money and stuff like that. But it was called the Gospel Teen Idol that you were part of as well. So I've done that quite a, you know, number of years. But I'm coming up this year. I'm doing like my – right now probably would have been about my 24th year, but because of COVID – I stopped doing it for a couple of years. So I think this year that's coming up in September, it's called a What's My Anti-Drug Use Summit. It'll be my 21st year doing it. Well, it'll be my 21st one. So it's called a What's My Anti-Drug Use Summit. And what we do is we have workshops for boys, we have workshops for girls, we have workshops for the parents. And then we all come together for one workshop, and we have great speakers come out, and we deal with topics and what's going on. And I can't tell you how many times that I have done workshops on what to do. And, you know, I mean, I've done so many on so many different topics, but one of my favorite ones that I've done maybe about four or five times is what to do in case you're stopped by law enforcement. And that's, as always, you can't do enough of those. So what we do is that we bring in law enforcement, and we set up different scenarios. They get to ask questions. They get to talk to the audience. Excuse me. And so what we do is that we set up different scenarios for different stops. Like, for an example, we'll do a scenario where we got a bad cop that's not a good cop. Then we do a scenario where the person who they stopped is just not, you know, cooperating. And then we do different scenarios of people in the car and all this other stuff. So they get to hear, they get to see both sides, but they also get to hear about how many cops are killed each year with stops. So they have a better understanding. But we also let them know that they know, the cops know, that there are bad cops out there. So that's a given. That's not going to ever stop. But the thing that I try to emphasize to them is that that's not the place to fight that fight. It's set up for you to lose. It's set up to be in the cop's favor. And for some odd reason, a lot of people don't understand that. And yes, the cop is wrong. Yes, the cop is violating your rights. Yes, yes, yes. But that is not the place to fight that fight. You're at that time, your job is to get home. And then you can fight that the way that you should. And with everybody with their cell phones now and when all the stuff that is going on, but you can't play into the mindset of what is in favor for them at that moment, because the bottom line is, even though the cop was wrong, right, now this person is dead, and then you take them to court, you got the family got money, but the person is dead. So it's not a win situation. It's not. Yeah. So the mindset of it is, learn how to fight the fight. That's not the place to fight that fight. Survive the stop. Oh. Use common sense. Don't play into the role that leads into what may lead him or her to do things where you may not make it home. But anyway, I'm done with that.
Oh, that was amazing, man. I had to clap that up. Knowledge is power, and I just wanted to tell you in front of the world, thank you just for being a real individual. You wasn't one of the ones that, you know, like go lucky. If it wasn't right with you, you say, hey, yo, Greg, it ain't cool. So I really appreciate that. Let's go ahead and bring Don on the line. We got Don Jr. out of Don. Go ahead and announce yourself, where you from, and all that good stuff. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Elite 300 Winning Team Members. We span all across 7 continents and touch everybody. I've been in the industry over 45 years and touching a lot of projects. I actually met Mr. Greg Shell in person, so I'm very much with the family. I've been watching the movie for a very long time, and I'm happy to be here today. I'm glad I come and sit with you on your show and talk with you.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, Don, because guess what? They got a saying in the Word of God. It's written. He say, one planter, one waterer, and God gives the increase. So I want to say this to the world. If someone has wronged you or did something to you, forgive them. The Bible said that we don't forgive, the Father in heaven won't forgive us. Sometimes you have to do it. Even if whatever the situation may be, so that you can free yourself from the vision, you're not in bondage. So I'm excited, Brother Grace. We got a lot of new TV shows. We got a lot of new stuff that's getting ready to take place. So we want everyone to tune in to the Greg Shell Show starting this Monday. We will have our playlist. We will have artists. We will have celebrity guests. And, of course, we are getting prepared for the Greg Shell live TV show. And y'all got my videographer. He's on the line right now along with Kirk Capone Productions out of Houston, Texas. We got Grace Saved Our Church coming to ECWC-TV. You want to go ahead and become a subscriber today. We got The Journey by my brother that's on the phone right now, Brother Charles Morris. He has, you know, a series of new TV shows. Hopefully he's going to do a fishing show for us. African-American fisherman show. And, you know, whoever else can come in, right?
Yeah, the show is called Catching Fish with Real People. The real R-E-E-L.
You didn't let me get on the show?
Fish with Real People, R-E-E-L.
Yeah, R-E-E-L. I'm asking you, you going to let me be on the show? You know,
Greg,
I don't put my hand on
the fish. No. Right. We already talked about how you don't handle the fish too well.
No. But, eat them with. I don't handle them with.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, now,
okay.
Now, Brother Duncan, where you at? What city you in? Dunn. What city you in, Dunn?
Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, he.
Okay, well,
he out there with.
We
hey,
all
hey,
together.
He's out there with rattlesnakes.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh,
desert.
Yeah.
100 degrees.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Well,
he out there in the desert.
Grace, go ahead and because our time is running out. We was doing a pre-rehearsal show. Tomorrow, y'all, at 6 o'clock, the Greg Shell Show going to be live. And we are ready to turn up for In the Pastor's Study, the highest movie phenomenon. Brother Grace, go ahead and tell them about the $25 pitch Monday and $25 pitch Friday. Tell them about it real quick because our time is shooting down.
Real quick, the Greg Shell Show has a pitch your business. Pitch who on first, who on second, who on third. Grand Slam, you can pitch your business for $25. All you have to do is send in $25 to the Greg Shell Show. That's $, the Greg Shell Show, and you can pitch your business, pitch your website, pitch your shout-out, pitch out a birthday, a wedding, anniversary. You can even pitch out a divorce, engagement. You can also pitch your children out of the house. Oh, I'm sorry, that's me. I pitch my children out of the house. But all you have to do is send in your $25, and then in the note, add a note, you put in the phone number so we can verify what you're going to pitch, and then we bring you to the plate. Back to you, Mr. Shell. Pitch, pitch, pitch.
Hey,
pitch
y'all, we want to thank everyone that tuned into the show. God bless you. www.blogtalkradio.com/Greg Shell Show #3. Have a great day. God bless.